Welcome back. So today I'm going to have the last tasting of Batch 3 of 2023. Now this was Golden Promise, Citra, and Nelson Savant hops. I'm not going to go over the whole grain bill. You can look down below. You can go 31st Brewing and find it there. Or you can watch the other videos in the playlist of the 2023 if you want to check it out. This did not attenuate all the way. If you're not subscribed, consider hitting that subscribe button and ringing that bell. New videos out every day. So this has ended up at 3.24%. What happened? Don't know. I made batches here in 2024 and they were just fine. Good hiss. I don't know if it was just a little too cold at night. I don't know. I didn't change anything. I've been doing this for a long time. What, 6 years? 7 years? Whatever. However long. Well, it actually started before. But I'm talking about making homebrew videos on YouTube. So, and same spot, everything's been the same. So it either had to be, it was a little too cold at night, not enough heat getting in there. I don't know. It is what it is. We'll move on and go. Again, no head. So I don't know what's going on. Because I'm going to have to go back and watch some of the other reviews. I did batch one and batch two already. But those, batch two did have a head because I poured it in there. But undercarbed. And I could have swore like some of these were overcarbed. So I'm really going to have to go back and watch. Now, this one is a different color, orange. I'm guessing that's from the hops. I guess it could be from me, but I'm guessing the hops are doing it. But I've got both. Like, here's the Citra one. And here's the Nelson Savant, and I think you can tell since I don't have three hands, that the middle one is oranger, where those I would say straw yellow, golden yellow in color, where this is like a sunset orange, oxidized maybe, but let's go ahead and smell, let's find out. A little tartness, like tart, sour grapefruit with a little bit of rind, which kind of makes sense because that's what was in the Citra version. I mean, just a touch. Yeah, it's, I like grapefruit, is what, sweeter grapefruit, but that grapefruit tartness is coming out more than anything. I don't want to say it's way up there, like, okay, this is a soured beer or this is a bad beer. It just, it's kind of weird to have that tartness. I don't, maybe it is bad. We'll find out here in a minute, but it's almost like usually you get that citrusy grapefruit rind, then some tartness, where this is like you're getting that tartness, then you're getting the grapefruit. Maybe it's the Nelson Savant, like the green grape or something like that that's mixing with it. But let's go ahead and taste and see how good it is. See, this one's malty. It also has like a Chinook spice to it, like citrus Chinook spice in there. So like a malty, sweet, citrusy spice. Where is that coming from? Like, I don't like it. I'm not drinking anymore. It's almost like some of those beers. I think I did it with Mount Hood and I did it with Chinook. I put way too much in the boil and it just overpowered with like very spicy, like that Chinook Mount Hood spice. That's what this is. If I was doing this blind, I would say somebody overdid the Chinook or the Mount Hood in the beer. Way too much. Yeah, I ain't drinking any more of this. I don't know if I put anything down. I didn't for this one. I don't believe it was like that. I don't know what it's from. Maybe it is oxidized. Maybe it's going bad. I don't know. The other three weren't like this as far as I know. But, yeah. No thanks. I'm not going to waste your guys' time going over this. Not good. Not going to drink it. Drain pour.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.